The individual versus the population views of causality spill over into confusion between individual and population health recommendations. Consider the 20-year-old litany of the personally oriented diet recommendations of our American Heart Association, 30% fat calories, 10, 10, 10, saturated mono and polys. Aside from the fact that it's difficult to implement such a recommendation for an individual, neither the doctor nor the patient has any idea what these proportions mean in food, quantity, or menus, this individual prescription is meant also to be a population one. But most of our task forces are made up of docs who think what's advisable for their patients and naturally seek an individual ideal. Recently, a WHO technical report on nutrition and chronic disease was the first to break down successfully dietary recommendations into individual and population goals. The individual goal here of less than 10% saturated fat calories is called the misinterpreted goal on the left, in which virtually everyone in the population would have a consumption less than 10% calories. This is contrasted on the right with the existing population intake of saturated fat calories, and then in the middle by an appropriate population goal with a shift downward in the distribution of saturated fat intake from the current average, 14%, to the goal of 10%. This recognizes the variability around the population goal and that everyone cannot meet an average goal for the population as an individual goal. In the future, American Heart Diet Recommendations need such separate goals and ranges of values for individual and population goals.